This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the radio. Better yet, to change or set the subject. Free Talk Live is open phones. That means you can call with a topic and we'll talk about it. It doesn't mean you have to talk about what the host is interested in. And that's a big difference between this show and some other big shows.
Pretty much all the other ones.
All the other ones. I think we're the only one left. But we like to listen to you and talk about what interests you. I refer to as myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And, well, I don't even know really how to introduce this topic, so I'm just going to say it. This story is about Argentina and condoms.
That was one of the first things they started running out of in Venezuela. Are they doing it again?
I believe that. Now, that's a really good analogy. So, Free Talk Live has spent a lot of time covering the situation in Venezuela. To us, we see it as, writ large, what happens when you embrace socialism. And in this case, it was, in Venezuela's case, it was not the people. Well, they did embrace it a bit, but then it got embraced on them.
Well, it only takes 50% plus one to embrace it, and the rest of the people are done for.
Right. It starts out that way, and then if your leader embraces it, then, you know, you don't need a 50% majority because you already got a tyrannical strongman there.
Right.
And he can make you embrace.
And especially in Venezuela, they confiscated all the guns, and then they gave them back out, but only to communists.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a hard revolution to fight.
So I've been following Venezuela for a few years, and I've found it, I would say, interesting. It's not interesting. It's pathetic. It's tragic. Because it's exactly what happens when these types of programs get implemented. Socialistic-type programs and a socialist government lead to people eating zoo animals. Now, I don't say that facetiously. They actually did.
Yeah. And it goes further than that, because during the Great Leap Forward in China, they were eating their children.
Right.
There's record of people being prosecuted for that.
So this is nothing that it, you know, I don't find it surprising at all. Another thing I sort of find Argentina surprising, but not really.
So, don't cry for me, Argentina.
So this all goes back to the earlier days of the internet. And I'm going to say about 5 or 6 years ago, and I was just reading through my news feed.
Okay, the internet has been along as that's
will you acknowledge,
since the 60s, my
will
brother.
Will you acknowledge that 5 years ago it was an earlier version of the internet?
Yesterday it was a different, earlier version of the internet.
But social media really hadn't blown up or anything, but I was just reading my news, and it was a story where Argentina got a new president, and I can't remember her name. But she came out and said, you know, this is the start of a new era for Argentina. We are going
to... I think that was Evita. And no. Several other of the Argentinian presidents over the years.
Well, this was another one of them. It wasn't Evita, but she came out and said, "This
it's
is
a whole new start of new starts. We're going to bring along a whole new batch of them."
Well, and how she announced it was, "This is a new start." You know, historically, she said, "We've had problems with our economy, and I recognize that, and we are going to get started right off the bat. We are going to massively increase the supply of money so this kind of problem never happens again to Argentina."
Oh, somebody has completely failed to understand economics.
There you go.
That's not how any of this works.
She wrote a glowing, you know, gave a glowing speech about the, you know, how modern economics and Keynesianism can solve this. They just need the courage to try. But somehow, and this is not surprising either, because it involves governments intervening in your economy. And if they're consistently doing that, they can prop up a system for years.
The funny thing about Keynes is when he was talking about overuse of printing money, and even Keynes recognized that printing money was not always a good thing, which most Keynesians have lost that little detail. But the even he quoted Stalin once and said, Stalin was right. The quickest and surest way to overturn the existing order of society is to debauch the currency. This brings all of the hidden forces of economics into play on the side of destruction in a way that not one man in a million can diagnose.
Well put.
Yeah.
It was really a great quote.
And it is. And we have the benefit of history. You know, we've seen Keynesianism play out over literally over the last 100 years almost.
Well, so has everyone else. They just don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah. But when I read that, it was pretty clear what would happen. They're going to debase their currency. Their currency is going to lose value.
That's what they all do, though.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. They're usually quieter about it. They don't usually make a big announcement. Oh,
yeah,
we can solve our problem just by printing money, because most of them are sophisticated enough to know that that's not actually going to work.
But,
you know, they can print money and then they've got a larger percentage of the money supply,
yep,
but they don't change the value of the money supply.
So, isn't it amazing when you're presented with this, a news article quoting the president as saying, I'm going to debase the hell out of our currency. And I was just like, oh, man. And I remember posting, you know, I'm going to call it right now. Argentina's going down. And it slowly, slowly has. They've been very active in, you know, continuing to monkey with their economy. But eventually, it does what they all do. It gets out of your hands.
Yeah.
Economic law just sort of takes over, and you know you can buck things for a while, but you can't buck them forever.
Yeah,
that's true. The laws of economics will absolutely assert themselves.
Reality doesn't care about your 5-year plan.
Surprise. Buenos Aires, in South America's capital of romance, Argentine lovers are cutting back on one important cost, contraception. Amid a biting recession, a sharp currency devaluation, and painful inflation, sales of condoms and birth control pills have tumbled, pharmacies and manufacturers say. So again, people are feeling the pinch, no pun intended. And contraception is one of those things that tends to go to the wayside early on.
The luxury.
And, of course, that's super problematical because, in reality, it's like the ultimate necessity. If you can't get enough food, having more children is about the worst thing you can do.
Exactly.
I mean, who would advise a poor person? Yeah, you need to have a kid. That's what you should do.
And put them to work.
Yeah, 18 more years of expenses, and maybe in 10 of them you'll get some work out of them.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the odds are particularly good that the rhythm method is going to is going to suffice, but maybe people are thinking that they won't have as much sex. I suspect they probably will continue to have sex despite the financial woes.
Oh,
quote, the devaluation of the peso is killing me, unquote. Actor and comic Guillermo Aguino jests in one viral video in which a young man apologizes to a potential partner, saying he has only one condom left until the end of the year.
Oh, good Lord.
Quote, I love you. It's not you. It's the socioeconomic situation, unquote.
So what do you do then? Just keep rinsing it out? At least he's got the one.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to go right to the saran wrap.
Could have gone further. Underneath the comic
don't
is
use tin foil. Apparently that's really uncomfortable for
I
her.
Would believe that. underneath the comedy is a bleaker reality. South America's number two economy is expected to shrink 2.6% this year and is grappling with 50% plus annual inflation.
Woo.
Yeah, that means Ooh. Prices are going to appear to go up very, very quickly, and food and everything else, it's a pinch, and it's another tragedy just like Venezuela. 855-450-FREE. We want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's our phone number, 855-450-3733. That's the number to get on the air and take control of the airways. We'd love to talk to you. You can also contact us via Discord. Discord is a very cool app. Just load it on your laptop, on your phone, on your tablet, doesn't matter. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you can contact us, and you'll sound just like you're in here in the studio with us. The us I refer to is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
You know, one of the things that everybody everywhere, not just Venezuela or Argentina, need to really consider is getting into the world of cryptocurrency. But it's especially important if your central government where you live happens to be in a highly inflationary mood, because I think, you know, and obviously the future could prove me wrong, but I think things like cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash, that many of these cryptocurrencies are going to give and have been giving people in Venezuela, for instance, a refuge.
Absolutely.
From these state-run currencies. And eventually, if enough people try these things out and they find out that they're actually useful and they actually hold their value better in a lot of cases, in some cases, can many cases go up in value over time, unlike government money, which is constantly going down in value, just different rates all around the world, that maybe they'll just keep using them, even if you know, things kind of iron out with whatever their fiat currency issues are.
Well, they're going to use what they trust, and you know, if they've ever looked into Argentinian history, which I hope the people of Argentina have,
many of them went through it. It wasn't too many, you know,
yeah,
a couple
exactly.
decades ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was kind of being tongue-in-cheek right there, but, you know, they've devalued the currency repeatedly.
I think they did haircuts at one point on accounts down there.
Yeah.
Oh, they did haircuts on accounts?
I think they did.
Wow. I have to double-check that. It's not just, you know, the older generation, or it's not just the newer generation going, wow, look what this president has screwed up. It's all generations, and
yes.
I've read stories of families, for example, in Venezuela and Argentina, from this aspect's no difference, you know, they're just distrustful. They know it's going to get screwed up. They don't trust the government to fix it, and what they need to learn is you don't ever expect your government to fix it.
Yeah, see, what I'm dying to do, I would love to see this happen. I can't imagine how it should, aside from alien intervention. Take two countries in South America and just say, okay, country on the left, all your capitalists, go to the country on the right. And country on the right, all your communists, move to the country on the left. And just let them divide, or take one country and split it up between the capitalists and the communists. And, you know, have a real experiment. Show the difference, starting with adjacent countries and, as much as possible, identical populations.
Well, to some degree, you do have that in South America, and people naturally move to where it's more beneficial to them. And I believe, and I was just making a comment, but I need to dig deeper into where Brazil's at. But Brazil is part of BRICS.
Brazil is the big horn that sticks out on the east side of South America at the top.
Agreed.
I thought you said you had to look into where they were.
Where they are economically.
Oh,
it's the
okay.
B in the BRIC, right?
It's the B in the BRIC. So you have, let's see, Brazil, Russia, India,
China.
It's not China. Maybe it is. And South Africa. Let me see. But, you know, these are countries that are more embracing of, they're more embracing of capitalism, but they still all have big government, you know. Russia's a good example of this.
Yeah.
They've embraced free markets to some degree, but they don't want their bureaucracy to go away.
Now, as I recall, is Brazil the country that just elected a what they call hard right, so probably centrist guy that's getting compared to Trump?
Trump, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Brazil.
Brasio,
right?
Yeah. Or something like that?
I don't remember his name, but yeah, he's been compared to Trump.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
I don't know if we're going to say that makes Brazil a, remotely, I don't think saying the United States is free market.
Well, no, the United States isn't Trump isn't free right. market, and Trump is specifically anti-free market. I mean, he's the guy
great.
Who jacked the tariffs.
It's going
to
be great.
He's the guy trying to shut down trade.
You're going to have so much trade, Rich. You're not even going to know what to do with all the trade you got coming. This
yeah,
is the insanity of Trump.
Oh. Oh, okay, because, yeah, that none of that
yeah.
is true.
Of course.
So I did look. I had a friend who was in Argentina. She grew up there during this time frame, 2001, I think, 2002. That range was when the latest banking crisis
right.
Happened. And I used the term haircut, but I can't find that used in this summary. But basically they did something yeah. like that. What they did was they locked down the ability to access your bank accounts, essentially. So they could continue to inflate the currency without people being able to run on the banks.
Well, that sounds like a U.S. style banking holiday.
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
I think the haircut thing. I know Greece had haircuts recently.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to clarify that. So if you are in these countries or anywhere in the world, you need to get into cryptocurrency, and the way you do that is by getting a cryptocurrency wallet. I use Edge Wallet more than any other, and that's not because they're a sponsor. That was true since before they became a sponsor of Free Talk Live, but it's a great wallet, and it supports multiple cryptocurrencies. Of course, Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Stellar, Monero, Ripple, and Dash as well, and more. Go to edge.app to learn more about Edge Wallet, or just go ahead and download it for your iOS or Android device where you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptocurrencies. It's Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app. That is their website.
I was talking to a lady today, and she was interested, and she's been amassing Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Dash. Coincidentally, those
she
are
she married?
She is, and her husband's a very nice guy.
Okay.
Her point was, I wouldn't mind, sticking my toe into the crypto water just a little bit more, but I don't know how to do it. And she's sitting here thinking, we were talking about exchanges and stuff like that. And
right.
And she doesn't have, it's not big holdings. And I'm like, you might want to try Edge because you can have that sort of built in.
Right into the wallet.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to some exchange.
And the support's right there. You don't have to load another wallet. I think it'd be a really good fit for her.
My impression is that that's going to be more expensive if you trade a lot.
Yeah.
If you're a frequent trader, there's probably no substitute for like Bittrex or something like that.
But yeah, you're right.
But Edge Wallet is good when you want to just change something over once, or when you occasionally balance your holdings.
Right.
Yeah, and just for the average user.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing to remember. Trades cost money just like they do on Wall Street, but in this case, you actually own it. Wall Street, you never know. 855 450 free. We're talking about Argentina and
condoms, right?
And condoms and their economy all at once. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is apologizing again after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face to a costume party in 2001. Two similar incidents have also come to light. Trudeau talks to reporters and says he didn't realize how hurtful his actions were at the time.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege.
The remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda is moving through eastern Texas, and Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner says residents should only dial 911 in life-threatening or emergency situations.
If you're simply stuck on the road, or in the medium, or on the shoulder, or in a someplace, but you're safe in terms of being dry, that is not a 911.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been talking Argentina and condoms and the economy. The problem with Argentina is they have embraced for at least 5, 6, 7 years this new effort to go full Keynesian, and that means that they're doing things like inflating the money supply to ensure liquidity for the markets. And what's happening is they have inflated their money so much that it is losing value. That's what happens when you print a lot of money. Things
when you lie down with Keynesians, you rise up with inflation.
Well, guess what? We heard earlier this week that the U.S. government, Federal Reserve, has also pumped a bunch of money into the economy. I think it was $128 billion.
Yeah,
so they're doing it here too. It's just that they've managed to pull it off for a lot longer, and I guess that has to do with the fact that the dollars are all around the world, you know, the world's reserve currency, so it's a little easier for them to play around in the U.S.
They do, and we have a bigger balance sheet. This is how it's been described to me by, some Austrian economists that actually have degrees in economics. That we have a much bigger balance sheet. We have much more value. You can look at all our our homes and all that stuff. And if you come up with a balance sheet of the United States, it's awfully big.
More wealth here.
More wealth. And it takes longer to really turn it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that benefit. A country like Venezuela or Argentina doesn't have that. Now, what's happening...
And of course, wealth goes a lot farther where it isn't.
Correct.
You know, one of the nice things about if you imagine a homogenous world without borders, one of the things that would happen is the wealthy people would tend to spread themselves out across the globe around the globe, and you know that I think that would and also the poor people, if there's a place where everybody's poor. And there's someplace else where people are hurting for workers, then, okay, take these unemployed people and put them on a bus.
Right. And ideally, that's how all this would work. Now, it's not going to stop wealth from congregating more in some beautiful, you know, South Pacific island, because, hey, it's a beautiful South Pacific island. Not everybody can afford to get there.
Right.
But it will distribute the work around the globe where it is needed most, and that and believe it or not, kids, when you just do distribution of work as opposed to distribution of wealth, you get economies grow and function well.
And the unfortunate thing is a lot of millennials misunderstand capitalism, and for that matter, people from the beginning have misunderstood the theoretical behavior of capitalist systems, because from the beginning, there has always been a buyer's market for labor.
Absolutely. We are going to go to Fabian in Texas. Fabian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, I like to talk about HISD and
HISD?
Yes. The school district.
What is that? Excuse me?
The school district.
The school district. And which district are we talking about here?
The one in Texas.
Okay. Have they been in the news recently?
No, but down in Texas right now, there's really bad flooding and raining, and I believe that, and we're still having school, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like Clear Lake ISD, they have no school. It's only HISD.
Okay, so that's what's the issue here? Is it that you know, school sucks, and so you'd rather not go, and you wish that the rain could keep you out of school? Because I don't blame you if that's the case.
No, I'm just saying that I believe they should, you know, not have school because...
I agree with you. They shouldn't have government school, because government school is god-awful, and it is a place that no person should be subjected to if they actually care about learning. So,
yes, I'm very serious about school. It's just... No.
Well, if you're serious about your education, you should probably get out of school.
Yep. Hey,
thanks for the
call,
man. Appreciate it.
I'm losing his name now. Mark Twain said, "Don't ever let your schooling interfere with your education." So if you're getting some time off school, go read something.
Yeah.
Go read something that your teachers will probably tell you is false.
Exactly. Back to Argentina, South America's number two economy is expected to shrink 2.6% this year and is grappling with 50% plus inflation. 50% plus. Now, the interesting thing about these inflation numbers,
that's
like
jump
the U.S.
compared to Venezuela.
Yeah, but the U.S. runs, what are we running, about 2.5%?
But it's more in the level that people can actually imagine. So
sure.
The equivalent of what's happening if you have 50% inflation is, over the course of a year, if you have $100, that $100 buys 66% worth at the end of, or $66 worth
now, people,
at the end of the year. So you've lost a third of what of everything you have if you hold it in that currency.
Correct. Now, people are quick to say, well, the United States, I mean, at least we're not Argentina, we're not Venezuela. Well, our rate only goes, it's like 2.5%.
But that's the official government number.
To 3%. Yeah, you're right. It is just the
that's
number
that's the actual inflation.
It's not. And the other thing people people forget is that if you have decade upon decade of 2.5% inflation,
it adds up.
It does. You added 2% inflation this year, which makes your starting point next year 2% higher than it was a year ago and the year before, and so on and so on.
I mean, just on its own, that's bad. But remember, when it comes to the actual inflation numbers, we don't know what they are.
We have no clue.
Because the government leaves out very important factors when they calculate that number. They'll leave out a whole category of
You're talking about stuff people aren't even going to buy. Like what? Like heating oil?
Housing is one of the big ones that gets left out. Energy.
Energy.
Be left out. And basically, I think they just pick what sectors to exclude based on, well, these are high right now. So
I bet they do.
And different sectors come in and out. I mean, that's the thing. And so the moral of the story, kids, is don't trust the numbers the government gives you.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's very hard to come by those numbers.
True, but you can trust your own eyes and ears. You can
Correct.
Look and you can say to yourself, I'm going through the grocery line. I'm spending $100. I'm getting half as much stuff as I got 20 years ago. So there's your, one example of the continuous rising prices that are a symptom of the government's inflation. That's not inflation. They teach you in government school that that's inflation, but that's actually a symptom of inflation.
Exactly.
Or if you're out there thinking you can't live on minimum wage, ask yourself how 20 years ago I could live just fine on $3.35 an hour.
Right.
30 years ago, actually. But still, in a healthy capitalist economy, at least according to Adam Smith, you're going to see a steady decline in prices due to people finding more efficient ways to do things, and you're going to see a consistent rise in wages as more and more people get jobs.
Would be happening right now if the supply of money wasn't being monkeyed with by our government.
We would see the falling prices if the money supply wasn't being monkeyed with, and we would see the rising wages if they'd let us create enough jobs to eliminate unemployment.
That's a big part of it, too. 855-450-FREE. So you might find this subject a little dry, but it's not dry when people are starving and people are having to go without birth control. This is not a good situation for Argentina. Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can call and you can set the topic. We're talking about Argentina, and we're talking about economies, and we're talking about ways the governments mess with your head and tell you one thing when the opposite is true. In this case, economic information. The governments love to put out their economic indicators, things like our inflation rate, while they exclude things that nobody really buys, like anything in the energy sector. It's as if the government doesn't recognize that you put gasoline in your car or you heat your home with heating oil.
Or that you have a home, because they also exclude real estate.
That's interesting. The
inflation rate would have looked a whole lot higher if the housing bubble had been reflected in it, and that was a result of them pumping money into the economy.
Absolutely.
And most of it's still there.
It's insanity, and I don't know. To me, I've always seen the U.S. economy as it's a house of cards, and every so often it's going to crumble. Last time it was, we pumped so much into things that weren't really real, you know, meaning the stock market, and everybody was a paper millionaire, and into, you know, not houses, but in the loans that backed those houses and said, we're going to collateralize all these things and make these things a thing, and price is going up, so the stocks are going up.
Yeah, they kept thinking, well, you know, we'll be able to sell this for more. We'll be able to sell this for more. Well, you can't sell a house to somebody for more than they can pay. That's not how math works. So once the price of housing gets so high that people can't afford housing anymore,
nobody,
that bubble's going to pop. The problem is it's been held half popped. Because if you imagine what would have happened in the banking sector, if the banks had been allowed to go bankrupt, all of the foreclosed homes that they had in their inventory would have been dumped on the market at auction at the same time for cash. Okay? And so what would have happened, and this is what they were terrified of, is the bottom would have fallen out of the real estate market, which would have been the biggest redistribution of wealth from rich people to poor people in history.
All of a sudden, a bunch of people would have been able to afford a home.
Exactly. But instead, because they've kept that, they've held the collapse in abeyance by bailing out the banks, and as a result of which, there's a big hunk of that real estate market, which real estate bubble, which still remains unpopped. And that's how you can have a situation where we're up to our butt in homeless people in the United States, but what we have even more of is empty foreclosed houses. That's how they keep their real estate expensive. They just keep it off the market.
Yeah, and that keeps the supply in demand. And the problem is you can't indefinitely keep a bubble from popping. Mm-hmm. That's what these things do. That's the business cycle. But they're going to try, and they've managed to keep that. And it's not just houses, but it's stocks. You know, they have allowed the price for stocks of all companies has, 25,000? I don't even know what the Dow Jones is now. 25, 26, 27? It's insane. That's why I don't play in their, I don't want to play their reindeer games. I'd like to buy things that I actually feel are tangible, or that I have an idea that they're being treated honestly. And in this economy, you can't assume that anything's honest.
Yeah.
The people in Argentina found that out, too.
The silver market is a great example of that. When I worked for Citibank, I was dabbling with trading in silver. And so I was calling up commodities brokers, trying to find one who could allow me to actually buy 1,000 ounces of silver at spot price, because that's what spot price is for. It's for 1,000 ounce ingot. But I just wanted to buy the thing and have it delivered to me. Can't be done. I mean, you got to be big if you're going to buy 1,000 ounces of silver. You got to be well, you know, I still haven't figured out what the process is. So the question is, if you can't actually get physical delivery of the silver at spot price, how is that spot price? That's not spot price. You can't get it at that price.
Well, delivery costs extra.
Well, delivery is another thing, but the thing is, there should be a point. If you walk up to somebody's warehouse and buy it cash and carry, you know.
Well, they're still going to want to make something on it.
They're still going to want to make something on it.
They're going to send a guy back there with whatever, you know, equipment necessary. It's a 60-plus pound brick of silver that you're talking about.
I'm going to put it on a hand
cart around.
I'm going to put it on a hand cart.
Well, yeah, but that's what gold mining companies do. They acquire the stuff at less than spot price by digging it up, and then they sell it at spot.
Okay, now, to believe in all this, and it's interesting that we're talking about silver, because I did bring in a story about silver, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. So J.P. Morgan, they're one of the big banks, you know, and they've been caught in some malfeasance as far as their metal exchange desks and stuff like that. Like, they've been fined a few billion dollars. The U.S. attorney is now charging J.P. Morgan's metal desk as a criminal enterprise under RICO. This stuff has been going on so long. There's been so much price manipulation.
Wow. We've been waiting for that. I remember when I was at Citibank, we were talking about that. Nice.
Oh, you're not paying attention then. This story has repeated itself, I guarantee you, a half dozen times, all involving J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan has paid somewhere, I want to say, around $500 billion in fines for things that they've been caught.
Well, see, it obviously fixed how they behave, right?
No, it's a
when did they
cost
get hit the
doing
first time, do you know?
Oh, I'd have to go back. But there's a website that tracks the amount of the fine and where they got hit and what portion of J.P. Morgan's business got hit with the fine. But it's hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, what's $5 billion here or there? You know, if you're raking in $100 billion, then $5 billion, it's a cut into your profits. It's not a loss.
Yeah, well, you know, $5 billion there, $5 billion here. Sooner or later, you're talking about real money. But
this comes to us from Bloomberg.
Somehow I don't think Jamie Dimon is going to go behind bars for this. I'm just going to go out on a limb and make that prediction.
Well,
he's the president or whatever, CEO.
He hasn't yet. U.S. prosecutors.
I'd be delighted if he did.
U.S. prosecutors took an unusually aggressive turn in their investigation of price fixing at J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, describing its precious metals trading desk as a criminal enterprise operating inside the bank for nearly a decade.
Well, it takes one to know one.
Let me see. Mm. Operating in the bank for nearly a decade, the prosecutors charged the head of J.P. Morgan's global precious metals trading operation, two others on Monday, accusing them of, quote, conspiring to conduct the affairs of an enterprise involved in interstate or foreign commerce through a pattern of racketeering activity, unquote.
All right, so what's that actually mean, though?
I don't think that means anything at all.
I think what it means is they've been acting like criminals, and even though we're charged with overseeing the banks and we should be keeping an eye on them, somehow they were able to keep it under our noses for 10 years.
So how did the math work on this thing? What was the content of the scheme, if you will?
That's a reference to the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, a law often used against organized crime rings. I'm looking for your... The U.S. has rarely invoked RICO law in big bank cases. It usually suggests...
Because they're their buddies.
Exactly.
Why would they?
It suggests that J.P. Morgan may face deeper legal jeopardy going beyond the several individuals who have already been prosecuted.
I wonder if they irritated some of the other insiders. I wonder if this is an actual power shift.
Oh, well, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say however it plays out, J.P. Morgan is going to pay a whole lot of fines. They are going to unfortunately let four or five patsies go. And they will continue to do business as usual.
Well, if anything happens to Jamie Dimon, I'm sure a nice golden parachute will protect him on the way down.
It will. And this is interesting for me because, you know, in my store, we have a cryptocurrency vending machine. And we get a lot of crypto people. One of the big groups of people we have coming in are these silver guys. I call them the silver bugs. They're coming in and they've been buying a little bit of silver there because they weren't getting the returns on silver. Turns out people like J.P. Morgan suppressed that price. And
let's see if we can find out what they did coming up, too.
We're going to do that. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
You know what sucks? Not being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, within legal and ethical constraints, of course. Being stuck in a boring job or stressful business, or living in fear that your wife or girlfriend might get mad at you if you do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.